Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Marina Lieros-Naples, and you are on the Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio show. I hope you can hear me okay. I know that there's been some weather around us that has interfered a little bit, but hopefully everything's coming through nice and clear for you in the show. This show, which is Psychic and Spiritual Children in Today's World. And so many people are wondering about their children, about their grandchildren, children that they see out when they are out and about. What is going on with today's children? And I'm not referring to maybe some children that were injured through procedures or illnesses or vaccines or anything like that. Although the children that are on the spectrum and autism, Asperger's, they seem to have this great other connection, brainwave patterns that are wired a certain way that is different than most people that don't have those situations, those results from different reasons that they have themselves have experienced. Phones and electronic games. With all of our advancements, are we really helping or hurting our children? Are today's children more metaphysically and spiritually evolved? Or were yesterday's children always tuned in, yet this essence ignored? We hear it all the time. Who are these children of today, and where did they come from? In this session, we will discuss these topics and more. Learn how to recognize the subtle or not so subtle signs in your children and grandchildren. I will also share tips on exercises that you can do with them, so be sure to listen for that at the end of the show. This episode today is just a short 15 minutes, so that'll fit in with your work day or your busy day of errand running, other things that you have to do if you homeschool your children and are in between classes or you're just getting a little bit of me time and you decided to tune in and check this show out. Words such as psychic, intuitive, healer, and children of indigo, crystal children, rainbow children, even prodigy spiritual children. Those words and phrases are abounding everywhere. We can't turn on the television, radio, pop onto social media without hearing and reading about children of today being more spiritually evolved, more enlightened than the generations before them, and how they are the ones we have been waiting for. Even children's books, toys, and cartoons entwine meditation, energy healing, and levitation with entertainment. These new age children have also have a heightened sensitivity to impressions of sound and noise, emotions, stimuli, and substances in our foods, in our air, in our soil, and then even in our home furnishings of our furniture, our flooring, our walls, making yesterday's world a more difficult fit for today's child. Or have psychic or spiritual experiences of some kind in your own life. You've heard about them from other people. You've watched them with your own children and grandchildren. You know when the phone will ring and who is calling before looking at the phone. You have dreams of events that do come true. You get that gut feeling. You have a vision, a foreboding of uneasiness, or felt excitement with happy anticipation before something comes to pass or news is shared. A deceased relative or friend pops in and visits you in spirit form or in your dream just after they die and before you know they have died. Your own child told you that grandma visits them, that she died before your child was born. And your child tells you something grandma told him or her. And there's no way that he or she could have known that your child or grandchild is sharing with you. Then you become curious and you want to know more. And, you know, with the things that happen throughout your own life, all those little subtle, not so subtle hints and visions and dreams and just those feelings, as I just mentioned before, that you might have had throughout your life. So are today's adults just yesterday's children whose inner voice within could not be quieted, that no one would listen to? Parents told them to be quiet, don't talk about such things. It's your imagination. You're making it up. Apparently so. A quick internet search shows this to be true. People want to know more. They want to do more, children, and for other generations that happen after that as well. But to learn what and from whom? Getting lost on the web is very easy. Trying to find bona fide qualified practitioners and concrete methods of instructors, classes, and courses. You might have decided to go with the increasingly popular trend to attend at least one psychic fair, if not many. And there are many of them around these days, almost any weekend. You can find some type of a holistic, metaphysical, spiritual fair that is going on in and around your area or not too far from you. And you'll go there to find out what it is that you can learn. You might have also attended lectures and received psychic medium, tarot card readings, energy healings, astrology charts done. And those are wonderful things. And I'm glad that you are going and looking into all that, because you should. Learn as much as you can. And because with those few steps that you decided to do, your own journey began. You've learned some of the lingo, you got your feet wet, or took the plunge. You've applied some of it in your life, and you want to incorporate it into your child's or your grandchild's life too. But what are words like psychokinesis, reincarnation, and clairvoyance? Are those too much for young kids? Probably so. So what's a good parent or grandparent, such as yourself, to do? Well, it all depends upon their age too. As I mentioned, those words, they could be too much for a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old. But once you get into 10, 11, 12 years old and up, of course, they're going to be able to understand these words. You tell them what they are, you explain what it is, and they'll get it. The young ones, they probably won't even remember the word. Okay, so quite simply put, the answer is simple. Yourself, too. You can start by being their creative spiritual guide of magical, true-to-heart, and soul things, such as, at bedtime, dim the lights, speak in a soft voice, massage your child's arms, legs, back, and even their head to relax them. Talk about angels with them. Create angel names. Each of you can pick an angel name or a couple of angel names, and tell them how angels watch over them and watch over the family. Take walks in the woods and experience it with your six senses. Take time to sit down. Close your eyes. Slow your breath. The age of the child that you're with or the children you're with or yourself. 5 to 15 minutes can easily bring you and them to that quiet, relaxed place inside. And then when you're done, go ahead and open your eyes and really truly see your surroundings. And just feel, just keep your mind still and enjoy everything that you are seeing and feeling and hearing in that time and space. You could also join nature groups to learn more about the life of nature. You can sign up your child, for fun, age-appropriate classes that teach intuition development, spiritual centering and advancement, and how to do energy healings. More are becoming available all the time, and I add more and more to my classes on a regular basis. When you sign yourself or your children up for classes, even when it's with me, ask, read the descriptions, find out what will they be teaching and how. What are their credentials? Be sure to read about them in the About section, the descriptions. Look them up on the internet. How long have they been practicing? Do they have any references? And who are they affiliated with? How did they learn? And be careful with that, because there are so many practitioners out there that have decided to go and start teaching, and they hand out certificates. I certified this person, I certified that. So you really want to make sure that where they're getting their teachings from is someone who really knows what they're doing in the field, has been around and gets it, understands it, has studied. So not that they've taken classes from someone and they decided to hang a shingle and start teaching, because that anybody can do that. So you really want to know, where do those people come from? And what is the meat of them? What is the solidness of them? And how did they learn? So as you go forward and learning more in this field for yourself, your children, and your grandchildren, learn and practice together. Start and end your days this way. These fundamental steps will lay the foundation for the following generations in your tribe, in your family, who will usher in the gentler world we all have been waiting for. If you have any questions about any of this that we've discussed today here, please don't hesitate to video show Meeting Ike series. I hope that you'll join me in other sessions as we move forward. And again, thank you for being here, and start your own journey and share that journey with those family members, whether they are your sisters and brothers, your children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews, or even people who feel like family. Just go ahead and do it, and you'll be amazed at the results that you get and the peace you feel inside.